About 10 million electric vehicles are now on the roads around the world. And by the end of the decade, that number could soar to more than 200 million. Still, price is a problem, and batteries remain the most expensive part of an EV. That could be changing. A Massachusetts startup claims it has a new way to turn materials in worn-out EV batteries into products that are better than new. Bruce Gellerman of member station WBUR reports.
Lithium-ion batteries power the vast majority of today's electric vehicles. They're lightweight, energy-dense, and filled with different metals.
Ironically, lithium is not the most important material in a lithium-ion battery.
Equally important are nickel, graphite, manganese, and cobalt, says Jeffrey Spangenberger. He's director of the Resale Center at Argonne National Lab, part of the U.S. Department of Energy. The center is looking for new ways to reuse the materials in EV batteries.
Batteries have been made for so long in a certain way, it's hard to make any changes to that process.
Most of the metals in lithium-ion batteries are mined overseas, Australia, South America, and Africa, where they use methods that can damage the environment. In some places, workers face deplorable conditions. Most of the mined metals are shipped to China, where the raw materials are processed and then sent to giant factories around the world and made into batteries. The supply chain is long and uncertain and a strategic concern for the U.S. So Jeff Spangenberger of Argonne Lab sees opportunity in reclaiming the valuable EV battery metals that are already here.
Without recycling, electric vehicles are going to be a challenge to get off the ground. And the recycling will enable this game-changing technology. And there are a lot of companies out there that are really making these really novel tricks to making it better.
One of the companies was started in this lab at Worcester Polytechnic Institute by Professor Yan Wang and a postdoc student.
About 10 years ago, at that time, like U.S., not many people working on it. But today, lithium battery recycling is one of the hottest topics in the battery field to solve the supply issue in the U.S.
A researcher in Wang's lab uses a mortar and pestle to grind up some metals for experimental batteries. The work builds on the professor's patented process. Over the years, the company has grown from tabletop science to industrial scale. A metal grinder takes old lithium-ion batteries from cell phones, power tools, and EVs and shreds them to smithereens. They don't need to be sorted. It's one of the big advantages of the company's process.
That shredder output is then sifted or sieved. What comes out the bottom is a black powder, and that is essentially where all the value is.
Roger Lin is vice president of global marketing at Ascend Elements. It's the new name for the battery recycling company founded at Worcester Polytechnic. They just moved into a factory in nearby Westboro, where they're scaling up to handle tons of old batteries.
So let's take a look at our hydrogen-to-cathode process technology.
The black mass powder from shredded batteries goes through a series of acid baths, flowing through plastic tubes and tubs. Lin says the company's hydro-to-cathode process takes about a week from start to finish, recovers almost 100% of the metals, and produces no toxic waste.
If you look here, this is a precursor synthesis reactor. From here, we use a co-precipitation process to sort of drop out solids from this solution.
If you slept through chemistry class, here's the basics. The company's process removes impurities from the pulverized black mass, leaving behind vats filled with the valuable EV metals.
This is alchemy. We call it chemistry now, but yeah, alchemy, sure.
The company's secret sauce is in adjusting the metal mixture atom by atom. The end product is called a battery cathode customized to an EV maker's specific requirements.
The way I look at this is kind of like, you know, in a recipe, when you're cooking something, this is kind of where you taste the soup to see if it's right, and then you add the salt to taste, right? And it's kind of the way I see the process is a kind of a one-pot recipe for taking spent lithium-ion batteries and turning it back into something new, but tailored to what you need today.
It's upcycling, not recycling, says Roger Lin. Ascend Elements just signed a contract to provide Honda with new cathodes made from old lithium-ion batteries.
And a lot of what we do is essentially trying to reclaim those elements and return them back to a higher level. But we found that there were some interesting performance results after we tested the material.
Turns out, in many ways, upcycled batteries work better than new ones.
I was super surprised. We can charge like maybe two or three times faster.
Yan Wang, co-inventor of the process, says the upcycled batteries also last longer and can be charged many more times than original ones.
We can have at least 30% more cycle life. That means before you have like a 10 years life, now you may have like a 13 years or 15 years of life.
That means fewer spent lithium batteries dumped into landfills. The unexpected findings were recently published in a peer-reviewed science journal and independently verified in other labs, says Eric Gratz, the postdoc who worked with Professor Wang.
That's kind of like the biggest takeaway, because people automatically assume that recycled materials won't perform as well. But we've found that's actually the opposite.
Gratz is now chief technology officer with Ascend Elements. He says the process results in 93% lower carbon emissions than mining new metals at half the cost.
You're not shipping material from China, so you're easing the supply chain, you're reducing the greenhouse gas emissions, you've got lower cost batteries, many upsides. But if you start with the mindset that the recycled material is going to be worse, then you'll never go down that path.
Ascend Elements is going down that path. Big time, building what will be the largest battery recycling plant in North America. Not in New England, but Georgia. Ascend Elements Chief Financial Officer Andy Aberdale says the upcycling company has attracted $90 million from investors.
The revenue that's generated from this and the profits that are generated from this versus a recycling technology are in the range of 10 times the amount of revenue and 3 times the amount of profit.
The company is one of several getting federal funding from Argonne National Lab. Jeffrey Spangenberger, head of the government's effort, says old EV batteries can also be reused, finding new life storing renewable energy from wind and solar power.
We're in a really good position to make this a huge opportunity for the United States in the next several years as we do begin to take these vehicles and batteries offline.
The Biden administration wants to make half of all new vehicles electric or hybrid electric by 2030. Batteries are driving the future. Now, before their life cycles end, is the time to ensure they're sustainable. For Here and Now, I'm Bruce Kellerman.